USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As cases of a new variant of coronavirus have now been seen in two states, the United States has set another record on Wednesday for the number of COVID patients in American hospitals. Nearly 125,000 people are in hospitals across the country with the disease. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns January could be even worse. He tells MSNBC that holiday celebrations could lead to another uptick in infections.
So I would imagine as we get a couple of weeks into January, things could get worse than they are now. I hope that they don't. But when you look at the history of what happens following events like 4th of July, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving, etc., it is likely that we'll see an uptick in everything, in cases followed then by hospitalizations and then followed by death.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. Hawley tells Fox News that he'll make his objection an opportunity to demand that Congress take action on election integrity.
I'm likely to vote against the certification in order to make this point, to make the point that, first of all, we had states like Pennsylvania that did not follow their own laws, their own state law, in the election process. We had unprecedented interference from the biggest, most powerful corporations in the history of the world, the big tech corporations, all in favor of Joe Biden, censorship like we have never seen before. We have had no congressional investigation of the fraud. We need it. And we've had no congressional action. We need that to protect our election going forward. So I'm going to make all of these points, and I'm going to try to force a debate about all of these points.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The personal lawyer for President Trump was before a Georgia Senate committee Wednesday, testifying at a hearing on election fraud. Rudy Giuliani asked the state's Senate Judiciary Subcommittee if they had the courage to overturn what he called the phony vote that gave Joe Biden the win in the state.
I'm tired of demonstrating it. There are so many ways of demonstrating it. You know it. This is a question of courage. It's ultimately a question of courage. Do you have the courage to stand up to the obligation the Constitution of the United States put on you to save our people from fraud, to save the reputation of the state of Georgia from in history, certifying a phony vote that led to the wrong result in an election, which will be the verdict of history? Or do you have the courage to put up with what's going to happen if you, in fact, change that certification and do the right thing? You'll be attacked. You'll be pilloried. You'll be described in all sorts of horrible ways. But you'll wake up the next morning, look in the mirror, and you'll be able to say, I did the right thing. And that's what you should be about in public office.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigations completed an audit of the signatures on absentee ballots in Cobb County on Tuesday, the subject of one of the legal challenges from the president's campaign. The GBI noted in their audit report that Cobb County elections officials had a 99.9% accuracy rate in performing correct signature verification procedures. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.